All right, you beautiful people, how is it going? Episode 41 on the 21st of the 7th, 2021. Here we are again, eh? Again, we are here. Again, I have no notes. And I'm just gonna blab and hopefully. First of all, I want to say a big shout out to Jason. He gave me a message yesterday. Yesterday, remember, I had my meeting with my work, and I got paid off yesterday. So, but there's a massive relief over me today, knowing that that's not hanging over me anymore. They were an absolute horrible company to work for, kind of like the way that I've been treated through this whole entire period, arguing with them for about nearly 3 years over like bullying, intimidation and all that kind of stuff. And like I even got threatened with my wages at one point by the company, and then going into a grievance meeting and getting told that it wasn't bullying and intimidation. And I'm thinking, well, your interpretation of bullying intimidation is completely different from my interpretation, because I think that's bullying intimidating. But anyway, so Jason gave me a text last night, and he said, he was like, I know that you keep on saying that you're all right about this, but are you all right? So thank you very much, man. It was obviously much appreciated. But yeah, I'm doing absolutely fine, because it totally just feels like there's a complete and utter weight off of my shoulders. I'm glad to be away from that company. I need to go and hand my van back today up at Scottish Water with all my tools and the laptop and all that kind of stuff. So like I honestly do not care. So yeah, don't feel bad or anything like that, that I've been paid off. It's definitely a huge, massive weight off of my shoulders, knowing that I don't need to deal with just being blatantly lied to all the time. And I don't know how many times I've been in meetings with that company and just been like, stop insulting my intelligence, because you're just insulting it. Like, just blatantly lying to me. And I mean, yeah, like there's absolutely loads of things, but I need to watch what I'm doing and watch what I'm saying, just in case I get done for slander or something like that, and then I don't get my redundancy pay or anything. So yeah, so I need to watch. But no, I am absolutely happy the fact that that has now came to an end. But thanks very much for checking up on me. It's really nice. So I got paid off yesterday. The meeting, like, I mean, I already knew it was coming. Kind of like, if I wasn't going to be getting paid off, then I would have been back to work. Like, I've not been at work for like about a month and a half. So if I wasn't going to be getting paid off, then they would have sorted out the problems that we had brought up to the table, but they didn't. We were just sitting at home waiting to see if we were going back to work, and we never went back to work. So, and even through the whole redundancy period, it was just like, well, I already know that I'm going to be the one who's getting paid off. Like right from the start, it was like, you can't solve the problems that we've brought up. So your answer to the solution is just to get rid of us. Because as I got told, they've got 112 employees, and there's only two, me and my mate, who he also got paid off as well. That we were the only two who brought up this issue, and yeah, but we were completely right to bring it up, and they know that we were completely right, and they know that they couldn't sort it out, so they've just got rid of us. But yeah, so that is, it's an end of an era. I mean, I'm glad that I'd done that job, because it has shown me some absolutely amazing places around Scotland. Like, you go into certain areas not even knowing it, and so my job basically was that I was a leak technician, and we would go around checking all the stop taps and main fittings to see if there was a noise on it. Basically, my whole job was listen to nothing, and then on the odd occasion you might hear like a leak noise, and it sounds like your toilet filling up, you know, like it's got like that hissy kind of noise to it. So that was the type of noise that we had to listen to. But you would need to walk like both sides of the pavements. So you would need to walk like up one side of the pavement, sounding all the stop taps, and then you would need to come back down the other side of the pavement, sounding all the stop taps, and then you need to go into the next street, sounding all that stop tap. I mean, it was very the same type of shit over and over and over again. And you would get certain areas that had like really old stop tap lids and like these stupid swivelly lids that have been like ran over and all that kind of stuff, and then you couldn't get your stick through the hole because most of the stop tap covers, they've got holes in them, so you can stick your stick through and you can hit the stop tap and then give it a quick sound. You might have seen them, the people walking around with like long listening sticks. And it looks like they're listening to the ground. You might have seen them around your city or area or whatever. So yeah, that's what I used to do. And I mean, the job itself wasn't too bad. It was the politics that came with the job, and because you were subcontracted to the biggest water company in Scotland, then yeah, like you yeah, it wasn't that great. The pay wasn't that great. Because you were a skilled technician basically, but then the way that they classed it was that you were unskilled. But yeah, I'm glad that it's over and done with. I'm glad that I don't need to deal with that politics and that shite anymore of kind of like they thinking that they can walk all over you. And yeah, I'm no longer that person where I'm gonna let people walk all over me. I might have done it before, but it's not happening again. So yeah, so I'm glad that I don't need to deal with that shit anymore. I'm glad that I'm going to be getting rid of the van today. I'm glad that there's new adventures on the horizon that I can feel, and I'm actually really looking forward to this new adventure in my life, to be quite honest. Like, I mean, I'm not worried or anything like that because I don't see the point in being worried. I don't really get anxious that much either. I just take every day as it comes. We'll see what happens. I mean, I've got the podcast to keep me busy. Like, I mean, I was up today, set an alarm for 7 o'clock. I got up and went for a run and came back, had my cold shower, and now I'm sitting down here and recording this. So kind of like, I've still got stuff that I can be doing. Yeah, all right. Not making me money right now, but money's not the be all and end all. And as long as I can get some stuff that's gonna help me basically scrape by, like the dream is to get so that I can afford my car, I can pay off my car, I can pay rent and council tax and have some food in the fridge, and then yeah, kind of like I'll be happy with that, like, because as I just said, money's not the be all and end all, is it? I think we all think that it is, and you need to get more money and stuff. And I always remember hearing an Alan Watts thing, and I remember like when I got paid, and then I was going out and buying like the tent and all that kind of stuff, and you're handing over the money and you feel bad about it. But he said that, why are you feeling bad? You know, like you go into the supermarket and you fill up your trolley and all that, and then by the end of it, the cashier is saying that, oh, well, that'll be like, I don't know, like 50, 60 quid or something like that. And we feel bad handing over that money, but we shouldn't feel bad because now we've got a trolley full of goodies, basically. Like we've very much been, you know, like the way that we've been brought up and everything like that, that money is the be all and end all, and it's not, it doesn't make you happy. I remember seeing a TikTok as well, and it was a guy who was talking about he was building like his mansion and all that, and something was happening and he was stressed out and all that kind of stuff, and he went in to go and talk to someone, and all the people who were building his house were like Mexican, and then he was looking at them and he was like, they were happier than I was. You know, like I'm building my dream house and everything, but those guys there, because they're working together and because they were happy, you know, like they were more happy than he was. And he was like, in definition, kind of like the way that the world society goes, like I should be happier than them because I've got the money and I've got this and I've got that, and they were happier than me because they were grateful for what they already had. Like it's not about what you don't have and all that kind of stuff. It's being grateful for what you do have. And I am grateful the fact that I have got this podcast. I'm grateful that there is listeners out there who want to listen, who keep on tuning in day after day, and it's amazing. Like I'm so grateful for that. Like I've got amazing people in my life. I've got an amazing woman who I care for very much. I've got my little boy. I talk to my other little boy. You know, like I've got so much to be grateful for. I've got a roof over my head. I've got food in the fridge. Life is good. And the company that I was working for wasn't making me happy. It was making me like stressed out and mad. And I noticed that when I stopped going, you know, like when we got when we had the time off and everything, like I noticed how much calmer I was and how much like how much I appreciated not being there, basically. That it was like all this stress that I was bringing into my life for this job of not knowing what was going to happen and when the next thing was going to come up that we were going to be arguing with, and the way that the supervisors were talking to you and stuff. And now I just don't need to deal with that, and it's fucking amazing. Like, absolutely great. It's like, thank God I don't need to deal with that shit anymore. Because, yeah, it was just stressing me out and making me mad. And now I can just do what I want to do. I can start focusing on the things that make me happy. And I understand that you need money to live and all that kind of crap, but you don't need much money. And I mean, I've paid my taxes and all that kind of stuff, so signing on for me, it's not that bad. I know that I'm gonna go and find another job anyway. I'll get money coming in somehow. I've got a few ideas up my sleeve that I'm gonna be making money. So I've got some side projects and stuff. So, and then that's it. That's what the benefit system's there for, is it? If you've lost your job and you're needing to pay rent, and then it's there. But I mean, they're quite strict now anyway. They put in like, are you gonna work for minimum wage and all that kind of stuff when I was filling in the forms. So they're quite adamant that you are gonna go out and find the job. So I will go out and find the job. Like I've even been thinking about going and doing the delivery, because then I can work for myself basically. Like I mean, I go out and do the deliveries on my bike, and I mean, I can pay for the extra insurance and do it in my car, but I think I would much rather do it on the bike. You're keeping yourself fit and everything, are you? So, but we'll see. We'll watch this space. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to this new adventure in my life. And then hopefully I can get it so that I never have to work for the man again, and I can just work for myself. Like that's what my mate's doing. He's away to go and do a dog walking business. Like he's got himself a van, and he's been doing that up, and that's what he's thinking about doing, because he's exactly the same as me. It's just that we value ourselves too much to be taking crap like that, to be spoken down to by bosses who think that they're better than you, while they're using their big fancy words. And I mean, and that was it. Kind of like with the company, we got right up to the director. And we spoke to the director, and even he got frustrated with us because he couldn't answer our questions. And I think that was the problem, that they thought that they had a bunch of Neanderthals working for them that are just gonna kind of like agree to whatever they send out, and then that was it, and then they're gonna be liable if anything happens. But yeah, me and my mate are just like, no, that's not happening. I'm not gonna be liable for that. And I'm gonna bring it up to the table. And I think that they were shocked at how well prepared and how we conducted ourselves, and just a bunch of lies that we were getting told all the time. So I'm glad that I do not need to go through that anymore, of just blatantly being lied to, because it does my nothing being lied to, especially if I know the truth. And yeah, it really does my nothing being lied to. I do not take very kindly to it. People lying to me, so. But yeah, so we will see. We'll see what happens. It's going to be exciting times. It really is going to be exciting times. And I think that's it. I've learned to be more grateful, and I think that you should too. Learn to appreciate the small things. I mean, exactly as we say at the end of, well, exactly as I say at the end of every podcast, that little bit, the love big, be happy, appreciate the small things. Like, remember, happiness comes from within. It doesn't come from the materialistic things that we buy, which I was so stupid doing when I was like, I was gonna say younger, but I mean it was only a few years ago. Like, and I thought that these materialistic things would make me happy, and getting the latest phone and think and it was more for what other people thought about me. It wasn't about what I thought about me or all that kind of stuff. It was what other people thought about me. And I think we do that quite a lot. There, a lot of us do that, where we are more focused on what other people think about us. Which is a shame, because other people aren't even thinking about us. And yeah, kind of like, once you start realizing that, you stop giving a fuck, basically. You just live your life the way that you want to live your life. And yeah, I think that was a massive one for me when I realized that yeah, kind of like, I spent my life thinking that other people were talking about me, and sometimes, you know, like sometimes not even in a bad way or anything like that. I always thought that, you know, like, oh yeah, they'll be thinking this and they'll be thinking that, and it was stupid, totally stupid. Like, you going out your way to help people, and then it'd be like, oh yeah, they're gonna think that I'm a hard worker and all that kind of stuff, and that they don't. They just see you as soft and weak, and you're gonna come in and do that shit for them. So if your boss is asking you to do more time, then aye, for more money. And if he's not gonna give you any more money, then you'd be like, well, nah, start valuing yourself. Start valuing yourself that you are this absolutely amazing person, and you can do anything that you put your mind to, and stop letting people take advantage of you. I mean, I've done it so often where I let people take advantage of me. Just complete and utter advantage of me at work, where I would come in and I would work shifts, and then I would go back home, and then I would come back in and thinking, oh yeah, this will make me look good and stuff, and it doesn't. They don't care. You are just another number to them. Just remember that you are another number. If you drop down dead, they would have someone to replace you in a matter of seconds. They would not even care. So stop killing yourself for a job that would just get rid of you in a matter of seconds. Start having some self-worth. Start standing up for yourself. If you think it's wrong, then say that it's wrong. And remember, it's a lot harder for people to sack you. I probably wouldn't have been sacked if I had, well, not sacked, but paid off. But if after a certain number of things, then we stopped bringing stuff up to them, basically. But they were just so corrupt, so corrupt. And I think that's the problem as well, that the company before that they bought it, my company bought it off of, were just like a, you know, like it was a, like a cowboy company, basically. It was very kind of like family owned type business before my company bought it over. And yeah, I think that the people who they had put in charge, like my manager and everything, then he still ran it like that, cutting corners, saving money, like that kind of stuff. And it was like, no, this is a big company now, you can't be running it like that. And God, I would hate to think how many meetings I've been in like how many the risk assessments, like in the law and. But I mean, it's done good. It brought my confidence up for going into those type of meetings. So at the end of the day, I thank them. I don't thank them for the way that they treated me, but yeah, the giving me the experience and the health and safety training well, the health and safety training that I had to go and do myself, because we were basically learning everything ourselves, like about health and safety law and the law in general and working and the fact that they've got duty of care over you. And so yeah, if you think that something is wrong, then don't be taking it from the company. And don't be scared thinking, oh no, well, if I speak out, then they're going to sack me, because it is so difficult for them to sack you nowadays. And if you are bringing up a very, very valid point, then there's nothing really that they can do about it, is there? And then they'll need to go and change. It was like one of the big grievances that we had. It was like they disagreed with absolutely everything that we said, but then went away and changed their whole company, basically. You know, like started giving more things that we had been talking about. But yeah, like when we were in the grievance, it was like, oh no, like we haven't found this, and we haven't found this, and we haven't found this, but there's gonna be this and happening and this happening. And yeah, as I said, I think that they were quite surprised at the way that we handled ourselves. And I think that they were quite surprised that two guys from Aberdeen could be so ruthless, basically. That we kept on going. And I think it also helped as well, because a lot of people in the company, they try and keep them segregated. There's areas that you've got so you don't speak to like everybody in the company, and they do that for the reason, like they know that if everybody got together, then it would be like, right, let's get a union together, let's kind of like take this company for, and they know they're not stupid. But yeah, the fact that me and my pal have been pals for like, well, since I was 17, basically. So it's like, what, 17 years nearly. So yeah, so the fact, like, I mean, we were talking every day, so I think that they didn't really like that. And the fact that we started using their risk assessments against them, and yeah, they didn't really like that. But then there was nothing that they could do, because they were getting us to write out the risk assessments. Which is funny. But yeah, it is a laugh when you think about it. I can't believe that we've actually done it, that we caused them so much grief. So much grief. That they've had to part money with us to get rid of us, basically. So I bet you they wish that they could sack us. I totally bet you they wish that they could sack us. It would save them so much money. But it is what it is. It's an end of an era. But I was like, exactly as I said, you know, like I didn't mind the job. You got to go to different places. I've seen many parts of Scotland that I would have never been to. I've seen places that I didn't even know existed. I was up in Shetland. I was up in Orkney. You know, I've travelled around the northeast of Scotland and right up, you know, like working out in Elgin and Forres and staying away, and yeah, being up in Unst for like 2 weeks. Yeah, you know, like those type of things. I've seen killer whales, I've seen the Northern Lights, and that was because of that company, and I didn't need to pay for it because they were paying for it, and I was getting paid to see these things. So yeah, it's like, kind of like there has been some absolute benefits. It was just the politics and the way that the way that they thought that they could treat you. And of course, most of the staff were just bending over and just letting them treat them like that. And I wasn't one of those people, and either was my mate, and they didn't really like that. So here we are, handing back the van today. I think I'm gonna get up there, like they said, about 12, but I think I'm gonna get up there for about 11:30. I think my mate's gonna get up there for that kind of time as well, and we are gonna, I think the supervisor is gonna be there, who used to be my old number one. So it should be funny talking to him and seeing what he's saying about the whole situation, because now, like, we can talk, we can see what he said about the whole situation. And then we'll just see what happens. So I think also I'm gonna try and come back, and I am gonna try and get Thursday's episode done tonight as well, because I am going out. My mum's or family friends are up just now, or down. Fib. God, I thought it wasn't gonna happen. So they're down from Skye at the moment. So his so their brothers and son and are all coming out with their kids out to my mum's on tomorrow, which is Wednesday, because I'm recording this on Tuesday, but it would be today because you're listening to this on Wednesday. So they are coming out to where my mum stays today. So, and I think we're going cold water swimming out in the harbour as well. So that should be fun. Get my swimming trunks. Hopefully the weather's gonna perk up. It really got really nice last night, which would have been Monday night. So 2 nights ago. For you guys listening to this. But yeah. So that should be fun. It'll be fun seeing the family. Like our extended family. It's always good. We always have a good laugh. So that'll be nice. I've got my little boy as well, so he's coming. I think I get him today as well. So I will need to go and do something with him today. We'll probably get out to the park and take a walk around in nature and possibly ground ourselves and just do that. Appreciate the small things. Because if we don't stop and appreciate the small things, then your life is gonna start whizzing by, completely whizzing by, and then you're gonna get to the end of your life and you're gonna be like, well, I wish that I tried this, and I wish that I'd stopped and smelled the roses a couple of times, rather than just focusing on work and doing the things that make me unhappy in life. And that's where you'll find your happiness as well, if you start stopping and appreciating the small things and being grateful for those small things. Because really, life is good even when it's bad. Like, when life is bad, it's probably just the universe testing you to see if you're ready to get to the next level. And I've spoken about this before, where Max had hit the guy's car, with my car, with a van door or something like that, and normally I would have run away, hit and run, like an idiot, too scared to face the consequences, basically. But when this started happening, that was a test, and I passed it. And then I got another test where the other guy, when he was shouting at me about parking my car across the road from his driveway, and that was another test, and I passed that with flying colours. So if you are going through a hard time, just remember that it'll pass, just like the good times pass. Like, good times don't go forever. It is like a wave, is it, where you're gonna have good and bad times, but the way that you handle those situations is what matters, really, does it? Because if we yeah, if we're just focusing on the bad times, and we're constantly thinking that it's bad, then yeah, you need to change your mindset. It will pass. It really will pass. But start having a look at for Stop looking for external things that are going to make you happy. It isn't in the material things that we buy. It's going outside and dancing in the rain, or having that cold shower, or going for the run, or or anything like that. I saw quite a really good TikTok this morning actually, and what was it? It said that in the first 15 minutes when you wake up, you are still in, is it your alpha brain mode, which is your subconscious brain mode. So if you go back to sleep or you start having negative thoughts as soon as you wake up, then it's coming into your subconscious mind. So then that's all that you're gonna see. Whereas it when you get up, you tell yourself what kind of day you're gonna have. And I done that today actually. I woke up and I was like, right, I'm going out for a run, and then I'll come back, have a cold shower, I'm gonna get the podcast done. And then I got up and went out and done those things. You need to start finding a habit that is going to serve you instead of bad habits that aren't really serving you. They aren't serving your purpose. Because as I've said, I know it is now that if bad things happen to me, then I just want to go for a run. I just want to get away and just run. Right, I'm gonna have a sip of my coffee, but Jason texted again, like, God, say Jason, you're getting quite a couple of mentions today. But he texted today just before I was just away to do the podcast, and he was like, "Why don't you get a metal straw for your coffee?" Like, absolute genius. Why the hell did I never ever think about that? But he was saying that, he doesn't mind me drinking the coffee, but yeah, I don't think anybody's mentioned me drinking coffee. But yeah, I think I'm more subconscious about it because I can remember when I was listening to the Joe Rogan show, and then their comments would come up on there about, oh, it's absolutely horrible when you're hearing him drinking and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's why I'm a bit conscious about it. So I am going to take a drink of my coffee, but I'm going to move the microphone away. Sorry, that's exactly the right perfect temperature just now as well. I really don't like total burning hot coffee. It's yeah, that's definitely not me. Well, it was quite funny yesterday because yesterday I went up and saw my friend that I haven't seen in absolutely ages, and he's an old school friend, and we've basically grown up together as well. Well, I think at school he didn't really like me, but then we started hanging around in the same kind of group, and then we became good friends, and then he moved into Aberdeen, and we've stayed in flats together, and we've always been really close. He's a Liverpool fan, just like I'm a Liverpool fan, so we've always been really close. But then I hadn't seen him for absolutely ages. That's what happens when you become an adult. It sucks. Like your friends that you were with constantly when you were growing up, and then you all start having kids, and you've all got your own lives, and work starts getting in the way. So I texted him, and I was like, "What are you doing? Like, we'll need to meet up." And he was like, "Oh, like I'm finished at 3:30 every day this week, so kind of like, I'll be free after that." And I was like, "Right, I'll come up and see you today." I was like, "I'll just come and see you today." So I went up. So. And it was really, really nice actually. It was really nice catching up with him, and we took a walk up the Gramps, which I've never been up. We done like a 3.5K walk or something like that, which wasn't too bad. It was quite nice, and yeah, kind of like it was just nice being able to reminisce about all the stupid things that we used to do, basically. All the yeah, thinking back and being like, how am I not dead? Talking about our calf days and the stuff that we used to get up to, and how it just feels like just one big blur. Just feels like one big party that lasted for a year and a half, basically. So we're getting ourselves in absolute some states, and then yeah, but yeah, it was really good catching up. It was nice. I think you need to do that more often. Stop letting life pass you by. Start going and seeing the people that you love. And that's the amazing thing as well, because with the spiritual awakening that I've had, then my life has removed quite a lot of negative people from my life that I used to hang around with, that I was people pleasing, that I was just going with their opinion, and now those people have been removed from my life, and now I'm a hell of a lot happier. And the people who are still in my life are the people who actually support you, and it's no longer that you're an idiot for trying these things, or that that'll never work and stuff like that. They're all very happy for you. I think I texted him when I got home, and I was like, "Let's not leave it until absolutely ages." It was really good to see you, and yeah, they were both like, "Yeah," because it was him and his wife that I went up and saw, and they were like, he texted me back, and he was like, "Yeah, when you left, like we couldn't stop singing your praises," which is really really nice. It's like, oh, no way, that's really kind of you, really nice of you. And it's nice having those type of people in your life that are gonna build you up. You know, like I think I saw another TikTok, but I can't remember. I might have saw it somewhere else. And it was you know, like the people that you need in your life, and it was like you've got the ones that'll drag you down with them, and they're like the ones who are constantly complaining, the ones that, oh, I can't do this, but and then they're slagging people off and everything. Or you've got the ones that are just there that don't really do anything, you know, like, but then you've got the other friends, and they're the ones that you're wanting in your life. They are the ones who are bigging you up and pushing you on to be doing better things, and they're the ones that will celebrate with you, and just listen to what you've got to say, whether they believe in it or absolutely not. And it's really nice to find these people in my life that I've never really had, basically, that I've never really had people who, well, I have had people who big you up and everything, but then I also think that because I was so negative, like, I think back at it, and the way that I used to talk to my friends and everything, like I mean, I've talked about it before, where me and my mate have just, like, we were just slagging each other off constantly, and now look back in it, it's like, what a horrible, horrible person I was. Like, just being a dick all the time, like, man, like, just being moody and just being a dick and trying to get, like, wind people up. And I mean, I still wind people up, but it's not malicious anymore. Whereas that was just malicious, you know, like, oh, you're a in dick, and all that kind of stuff. And, oh, what are you talking about? Like, you don't know. You know, like, just being, like, negative. And I look back at it now, and it's just like, how could I be like that? Like, why was I like that? Because I thought it was funny. I was always looking for that rise, and then. And kind of like, I used to, like, my mate used to go absolutely mental, and he'd be like, oh, you know, like it's not even funny, I don't find it funny. And then I'd be laughing at him and stuff, and it, like, I now look back at it, and it's horrible. It's horrible. I think that I was doing that to someone. But now I'm totally not that type of person, you know, like, now I just want to big people up. Tell me your life, your goals, your ambitions, because I want to hear it. I want to big you up. There's people on my TikTok that I've helped, and I messaged one of them the other day because I noticed that she had completely changed her life around. I think when I was talking to her, she was all like, "Well, I don't feel very confident about myself, and this has happened, and I don't know what I'm gonna do and stuff." And then I went and saw her page. Like, I saw that she was posting up videos of herself and everything like that, and I was just like, no way, that's absolutely amazing. And I went and messaged her, and I was like, I'm so proud of you, so proud of you, that you've completely changed your life, that you have completely the person who I was talking to, and you've completely changed that, and now look how much happier you are. And it's nice because she even messaged me when she wasn't doing too well, and she was saying, like, kind of like, oh, I'm having a bad couple of days, but I've now got the tools that I know that I need to use to go forward, basically. She was like, I'm gonna go out and walk in nature and everything, and yeah, it's just absolutely amazing. I love that. And I think with reading this counseling book, I've started to realize as well that I need to be listening a lot more. That I can't be jumping in there with my opinion and everything, then I just need to listen. Because I think that's what people need, isn't it? You know, like we think that we've got all the answers and that we just jump in there with the answer, but most of the time people just want someone to listen to their problems. And then if they ask you for your help afterwards, then that's absolutely fine. You know, like you can be like, well, I think this and I think that, or try this. But yeah, just listen to what they've got to say, just listen to how they are feeling. Be that shoulder to cry on. And then if they ask for your help, then hopefully you've got the tools to help them. And but I find it, I love it. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love being able to help people and to help them move forward in their life. I really, really like it. I really enjoy it. It gives me a massive uplift, a massive boost. I think now the fact that I've managed to help myself is a lot better. The fact that I've been able to do these things myself rather than giving people advice and not even listening to my own advice, because it's mental. Like, it is absolutely mental that I thought that I was giving good advice, and people must have been looking at me, and it's like, yeah, well, like, why is he giving me advice? Because he can't even sort out his own life. But it's great now, because now I've sorted out my own life, and now I've got the actual tools to then be helping people, which is great because I love helping people. And I enjoy helping people. I enjoy making people feel better about themselves. Because at the end of the day, I just want you to be happy, just like I'm happy, and understand that if you're not happy right now, then you're going through tough times, then those tough times will pass. They really will. Just like I know that the good times, they're not gonna last either. It is that wave that we're all surfing on. We will have unhappy times and we will have really good times. But that is what life is about. If everything was good all the time, then you wouldn't be getting tested, would you? So that is totally the way that I look at it now, is if life is getting difficult, then it's just totally the universe testing me. He is wanting to see if I am ready to level up to the next level. So yeah, if your life is tough right now, then that is basically what is happening. You're being tested to see if you are ready to level yourself up. So you have all the tools. You know what you need to do. Don't keep on dealing with that situation. If that same situation keeps on arising, the same situation with different people, but you know it's just loads all the time, it's the same situation, then you need to deal with it differently. And you know the tools. You know. Mine was very much that with like not getting on, like when people were shouting at me and blowing up at me and everything, then I would take it to heart and then I would blow up and I would shout at them, and then it would be just a whole slogging match basically. It would be tit for tat type thing. But I have now come to realize that I'm not gonna waste my energy on that tit for tat. There's no point. There is no point in talking about the future or the past or anything like that, because we as human beings, we live in the present moment. We do not live in the future. We do not know. So I was saying my mate's wife last night, because she was saying that she's very, very anxious, and I said to her, I was like, well, just remember that you're not the body and you're not the mind. You are the one who is observing it. And she was like, no, that's too far out for me at the moment. And my mate said to her, he was like, yeah, well, is that just because it's now coming down to the root problem, basically, and you don't want to deal with it? But that is it. Just remember that you are not your body and you are not your mind. You are the one who is observing it. Those thoughts are not you. As I keep on asking people, ask yourself, what will my next thought be? You don't know. You don't know what your next thought will be because it doesn't come from you. Which I find fascinating. That's how I started meditating, to be quite honest. I started asking myself what my next thought was going to be, and then just sit there in the silence, learning to sit there without the thoughts going. I need to get back meditating, actually. I done it over the weekend when I was away camping, but I need to get back meditating while I'm in the flat. Definitely does me a lot of good. I think I do meditate, but it's not like closing my eyes, like sitting down. It's more when I'm doing stuff, and then I'll just not think about anything. But I think it was very peaceful when I was out camping. The fact that you could hear the waves coming in, and you could concentrate on that, and it was very therapeutic. It's very nice actually just connecting with myself over the weekend, just being there by myself and not having those group of people. And I mean, I would have never have done that before. I would have never have went away by myself. I would have been too self-conscious to be in a place that was quite public, to be there by myself. I would have worried what other people thought about me, and now it was like, well, I don't even care. I'll go and do whatever I want. Kind of like, it's fine. It's fine what they think about me. Because I know what I am and who I am, and I am happy with the person that I am. So I hope that you can start being happy with the person that you are. You can start finding yourself. It's difficult. The whole shadow work that I done, where I was sitting in the van for months on end, just not listening to anything, just me and my thoughts, working through things and talking to myself. And but again, I've just blown my mind out again because you might not be. Well, that's what my mate's wife was. She doesn't have an internal monologue. She sees things. And yeah, it was weird thinking that there is people out there who don't have the internal monologue that they've got. It's a bit like the wiping your arse. Like, I remember, like, is it not that some people sit down and some people stand up, and the two of us don't even know that we exist? So yeah, like, that is weird. Food for thought there. That's just what you wanted to hear, or that's just what you want to think. But you people who stand up to wipe your arses, you are weird. You are weird. Like, why? Why are you standing up? Mind blown again, you weirdos. But I love yous all anyway. But you are weird. Like, there's something really weird about that. Right, I will stop talking about wiping your arse. But yes, let's go out and just enjoy ourselves. Let's go and do the things that we don't want to do, because our brains tell us that they don't want to do it. Because remember, our brain loves keeping you in the comfort zone. That is where our brain wants to be. Our brain wants us to be like, oh nah, like, I don't want to go out for a run, or I don't want to go and do this, so we'll just sit down and watch Netflix and do nothing, and it'll be fine. I'll do that tomorrow. But if you are constantly saying that I will do that tomorrow, then you will never do it. I've got another mate who that is him all over. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna start doing this on Monday. Like, after the weekend, I'm gonna start doing it. Like, and He never does it because he's not living in the present moment. If you are constantly putting like, I'm gonna start my diet on the weekend, I'm gonna have this mad big blowout over the weekend, and then come Monday, I'm going to stop all this. And it's not gonna work. It really isn't gonna work because you're not it, like Monday doesn't come. You know, like you're not living in the present moment. You're living ahead of yourself. You're thinking what you're gonna do in the future, and you have no idea what you're gonna do in the future. If you aren't making those changes in the present moment, then you need to be making those changes in the present moment. Because as I keep on saying, us as human beings, we live in the present moment. There is no point. You're basically wishing your life away with thinking that you're gonna go and do things that you're not. And you're lying to yourself. I think that's what you also need to, like, we just need to stop lying to ourselves. You need to start showing your brain or your mind or whatever you call it that you are the type of person who follows through with what you say that you're gonna do. I mean, believe me, I used to do this all the time as well. Like, oh yeah, like I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that, and then it would come to the day and you'd be like, oh no, I can't be arsed. I'm not gonna do it. But you need to start proving to yourself that you are that type of person who is going to follow through. And I mean, it's difficult when you first start because your brain's still thinking that, well, I'm the type of person who says that I'm going to do something and then I don't do it. So it takes time for your brain to learn that you are now this person who says the things that you are going to say. It's like the fear of standing in that cold shower. Like I turn on the shower and I do, I stand there for about 2, 3 minutes, and then it's just like, right, just get in and do it. And once I get in and do it, then it's fine. But I think I'm starting to get used to the temperature that I've got at, which is pants, because it's at like the lowest temperature at, so kind of like on my shower, I've got like two hot settings, so it's got like double red, one red, and then just one blue. And the one blue is like North Sea cold that takes your breath away and it gives you a headache because it's that cold, and kind of like, yeah, you can barely breathe trying to catch your breath. And like, I mean, normally when I go into the one that's so when it's like at one red and I have it cold, it's cold when you get in, it's cold, but then your body gets kind of used to it and it's not too bad. But yeah, so today I'm not too sure. There seems to be certain points in the day where it feels colder and then it doesn't get lukewarm, and then there's other days where it feels lukewarm. So today it was a lukewarm one. So right at the end of my shower, I just whopped onto the coldest set and sat there with my head underneath the water, and yeah, it completely and utterly took my breath away. But after that, I felt electric, you know, like I got out of the shower feeling really, really good. Absolutely amazing. So you need to start teaching your brain that you are the type of person who follows through with what you are saying that you are going to do. Stop lying to yourself. Start doing the things that you say that you're going to do. The one that I love, the one that I started doing was just making my bed and opening the curtains. And then you start teaching yourself that I am the type of person who gets up in the morning, I make my bed, and I open up the curtains. Like, I mean, it took me years to learn how to do this. You know, like my bed was always messy and all that kind of stuff. And I had heard people before telling me this, that just make your bed. And yeah, kind of like I just wasn't one of those type of people. Just never made my bed. But now that I do it's now second nature. I get up, I make my bed, I open up the curtains, draw the blinds. Like, and I feel bad about it because I've completed a task. And then I go out for my run, and then that's another task that I completed. And then I come in, and then I have my cold shower, and then that's another task that I've completed. So that's like three tasks that I've completed that I've told my mind that I'm gonna do. And then I come and record the podcast, and then that's another thing that I've completed, and then I can go about my day. knowing that that's three or four tasks that I've completed in my day. Pat my back, like, well done, you've done a good job. Now the day's the rest of your own. You know, like, I've done those things that are difficult in the morning, and now I've got the rest of the day to do whatever the hell I want. Keep on making the right decisions, though, and stop lying to yourself. But remember, people, remember, love big, be happy, appreciate the small things, be thankful for what you already have, and stop focusing on what you don't have. Remember, the aim of the game is to find happiness from within. Thank you, as always, for tuning in, and I will speak to you tomorrow, or it might even be tonight, for episode 42. But yes, thanks very much for tuning in. Peace and love, as always, you beautiful, beautiful people. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, however long is left of it. Ciao.